Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Rachel, and may I please have your zip code to pull up your account, please?
77523.
All right. Thank you. And one moment, please.
All right.
Okay, and if I could also please have your first and last name.
Donna Wagoner.
Okay, thank you for that information. All right, Ms. Wagoner, I'm still accessing information. And 77523, is that a shipping zip code?
That's my home and shipping.
Okay. Please spell the last name for me.
W-A-G-G-O-N-E-R.
Okay, thank you so much. All right, Ms. Wagoner, are you calling us today because of an order that was placed?
No, you told me I won an iPad, and it looked like it was coming from the city of Mount Bellevue where I live. So I fill everything out like you won, and then it asked me for my credit card information.
Okay.
So why do you need a credit card if this is free for me?
Well, I'm in an inbound call center. We provide customer service to around 400 online companies. So whatever you're completing, we did not send that or originate it. But we do speak with customers that are maybe requesting something online. So we're not the ones that's requesting it there. If there is information.
Well, it said to call your number, and I'm calling your number because it did not come from the city of Mount Bellevue.
Right. We are a customer service center. We're 24/7. But
y'all wanted my credit card information.
If it's asking for card information, ma'am, on the web page there, it should provide some information regarding who's requesting that. We don't process
it.
It
gave your phone number.
On the recorded line, we are an inbound call center. We provide customer service to around 400 online companies. So I'm not certain who's requesting that from you, but it should be information either in the email or whatever has been sent to you for some information. I can't.
Thank you. I'll take care of this. I'm going to call the chief of police down here. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support.